The front pages are dominated by the delayed return of indoor dining announced yesterday. It has emerged that the health service executive raised concerns with the cabinet about the practicality of plans put forward by the National Public Health Emergency Team to restrict indoor hospitality to vaccinated people. So says the Irish Times, reporting that the proposal from NPHET led to fury among ministers, even though they accepted it, and to an angry backlash from the hospitality industry and politicians. Ministers were incensed at being bounced into the decision, says the Irish Independent. The paper reports that the government is scrambling to develop a vaccine identification system for indoor dining and drinking, after being blindsided by the shock advice from NPHET. The plans to restrict indoor hospitality to fully vaccinated people are already in jeopardy. Major legal and ethical obstacles are emerging, says the Irish Examiner. Senior cabinet ministers told the paper it was unclear if a system to check whether people are vaccinated was legally possible, if the industry would cooperate with such a system, and if backbenchers would accept such an extreme measure. Shambolic and unfair is how the Irish Sun headline writer sums up the situation. Summer plunged into chaos, says the headline in the Irish Daily Mail. The paper's editorials broadly support the government's decision to act on the advice of NPHET, but far better planning is required, says the Examiner. Each time light appears, we seem to build more tunnels, says the Independent. The Times comments that the process for arriving at the decision has been a mess, despite the fact that the Delta variant has been spreading in Britain and elsewhere for quite some time. Meanwhile, the Irish News reports from the North that a sharp increase in COVID-19 cases among young people has been linked to two school formals at a County Down hotel, as well as at pre- and after parties. Dr. Jerry Waldron of the Public Health Agency said it was highly likely that the cases would be the more infectious Delta variant and that an alert had been issued to GPs. But after all that, the Irish Daily Mirror lead headline has some good news. At least it's sunny, says the paper, welcoming the 24-degree heat forecast for today. And more good news for some in The Independent. Charlie Weston reports that the largest money lender in the state is to write off the debts of all of its borrowers. Provident is closing its operations here and has decided that all those who owe it money will have their debts wiped. Weston says the company did not respond to queries, but is thought to have decided that it would be too much hassle to collect outstanding debts now that borrowers know it is pulling out.